This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
A very quick emergency update. Here are three pieces of evidence that the spread of the coronavirus in the United States is deliberate. And it's being done by elements inside the government itself. Three pieces of evidence. This is Mike Adams. It is February 23rd, the evening, Sunday evening. And this is a pandemic.news podcast. Here are all the other podcasts and videos. You can download MP3 files, etc. at pandemic.news. Now, here are the three pieces of evidence. This is a new realization that's hit me as I've been doing research over the last few days. Number one, the State Department employee in Japan deliberately mixed infected passengers with non-infected passengers on the evacuation charter flight that evacuated Americans from the Diamond Princess cruise ship fiasco. So why would you mix infected passengers with non-infected passengers when you know it's an airborne virus? And the answer is, you would do it if you want it to spread. So Trump reportedly is furious with this guy, this Homeland Security, can I call him an idiot, in Japan, or Department of State, I think is actually who he's with. I have to check that. I think he's a State Department guy there. Just a complete moron. Doesn't understand isolation at all. You should have chartered two jets, one for non-infected and one for infected. And you should have had the pilot and the co-pilot wearing full-face respirators the whole time because the air is circulated throughout the airplane. So now we have a whole lot of new infected people in the United States that are going to be given just a 14-day quarantine and then released onto the streets, even though the incubation period of this virus is now known to be as long as 27 days in a minority of cases. But some, it's greater than 0%. It's like 2% of cases or something goes out 24, 27 days. So that's a very real thing. So a 14-day quarantine isn't enough. Second piece of evidence is the fact that the United States Air Force tried to export infected patients, up to 50 of them, out of the Travis Air Force Base in California to the Fairview Developmental Center in Costa Mesa, California, which is a largely shut down community. I think there are 300 or 400 beds there. It has no biocontainment facilities whatsoever. It was used for mentally handicapped individuals. People with Down syndrome, people with autism, people with, even in certain cases, epilepsy, which is not a mental disorder, of course, but a neurodevelopmental and neuromuscular disorder. But there were a lot of different types of patients there over the years. That facility, I did some research on it, and there are a lot of big question marks popping up on this. For example, there are only six patients there right now because it's mostly shut down, but there are still 200 staffers on the payroll. And they use hypnotic drugs on 43% of the patients there, according to stats that I found. So really? Is this like a Jason Bourne factory? What's going on there? And there's a whole history of mysterious deaths and people getting their necks broken and sexual abuse of patients and just people dying just all over that facility. And it turns out it's like a prison camp. It's basically a prison, a shoddy prison, according to a former San Diego police officer whose brother died there by having his neck broken. Yeah, this is all coming out. That's from the OCRegister.com, Orange County. And I'm covering this. You may already be able to see the story on Natural News by the time you hear this. But why would the Air Force move up to 50 infected patients into a non-biohazard facility in Costa Mesa, which is just south of Anaheim, which is real close to Los Angeles? I mean, this thing is like Newport Beach area, Huntington Beach. It's right there. Why would you release 50 infected people into a non-containment facility near Los Angeles? And the answer is, you would do that if you want it to spread. So the Air Force, or some element of the Air Force, maybe there's some deep staters in there, we know there are, they want this thing to spread. And they're going to spread it in Los Angeles. All right, the third piece of evidence, because I got to wrap this up, is that the CDC has released a flowchart describing who is to be tested for possible infections. This flowchart prohibits people from being tested if they are, let's say, Americans who were infected by other Americans. Those will not be tested. The only people that will be tested under the CDC's guidelines are people who recently traveled to China or people who know they have had close contact with other people who are confirmed to have been infected. Now, since this thing spreads during the asymptomatic incubation period, then you don't know where you got it. You don't know. One person can spread it to 200 people. We've seen that in Korea and Italy and other places, super spreaders. You don't know where you got it. But if you're an American and you haven't traveled to China, you will not be tested. So by definition, please listen. By definition, the CDC's testing guidelines prohibit any identification of community outbreaks in America because those people won't be tested. And that's why, to date, the CDC has tested a grand total of 414 people, period, across the entire country. That's it. You would think that by now they would have tested tens of thousands of people, especially the 250,000 plus Chinese students that attend U.S. universities across the country. You'd think maybe a lot of those people would be tested if they just came back from China. But no, you would think that Washington State, monitoring 779 people for infections, would have tested, what, 779 people? But no, they've only tested 28. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, what? How can that be? How can they've only tested like less than 3% of the people that they think might be infected? And the answer is, again, the CDC testing flowchart, which is deliberately designed to make sure that Americans who are infected are not identified as being infected. This is the new strategy from the CDC. Don't test people who might be infected unless they're Chinese. I mean, whoa. So those are the three pieces of evidence, folks. It's now looking very clear to me that there is a deliberate effort by some parties, not Trump. Trump doesn't want this to happen, but somebody in the Air Force, somebody in perhaps the CDC or maybe the State Department, somebody wants this thing to spread in America. And I suspect it's probably the anti-Trump forces that want to destroy the economy and cause chaos and get Trump out of office by basically causing mass panic before the election. And this virus is a weapon that they think they can use to accomplish that. And the media is playing along to make it worse by telling people that there's no problem, so no one takes any precautions, which will make the virus spread more quickly. And big tech is censoring anybody who says that this is spreading in America. So it's a massive conspiracy, once again, an anti-Trump conspiracy involving big tech, the fake news media, and elements of the United States Air Force, and probably certain governments in Hawaii and Washington and in the State Department and so on. Anti-Trump people playing God with the lives of Americans, getting people killed so that they could maybe win the election and get Bernie Sanders into the White House, which would give us a communist for president in the middle of a pandemic. And that's not a good mixture, by the way. That ends in basic medical police state quarantine death camps all across the country. FEMA, you haven't seen anything yet until you've been in a FEMA quarantine death camp run by communist Bernie Sanders. That's a nightmare. So get ready for that, because that's what they're trying to pull off here. But stay informed. Keep monitoring my website, pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, one of the few uncensored, science-based voices telling you the truth about this pandemic, I guess at great personal risk, because people keep telling me if I keep talking about this, they're going to shut me down. Well, they keep trying. They disrupt us, but they haven't shut us down. I'm not going to be silent about this. I'm trying to defend America. I'm trying to help people survive this. So I'm not going to shut up about this. You can intimidate me. You can threaten. You can do all your economic disruptions and everything. You try to smear me all over the internet as they've done. But I am going to help the people. I'm going to help people prepare. I'm going to help people get informed. And I'm going to tell the truth. Every day, every hour of every day for the rest of my life, I'm going to be upfront, transparent, and honest with the people about what's going on. And the consequences to me are irrelevant compared to how important it is to help save lives and the consequences for humanity, which is why I do what I do, because I literally care about other people. I have compassion for fellow human beings. And we live in a world where the powers that be just want to kill and destroy and murder everything, including unborn babies, by the way, which is also insane. But hey, that's who they are. They're mass murderers. And they don't care if you die from this pandemic either, as long as they can get Trump out of the White House. It's pretty sick stuff. So check out my website, pandemic.news. Thank you for listening. Be safe.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.